Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host today from Creative Construction Wisconsin will be Bingo Emmons. And we're going to be talking with Michael Grossman. He is with Alumitrim. And he's been a guest a couple of times. Excited to talk to him. We're also at 8:30 or so going to talk with Terry Grossman, who is Michael's father. He's the president. Michael's the vice president of Alumitrim. Custom home remodelers. And at 8:25, we're going to actually have a special guest on that I didn't get approved by Michael, but I think he'll be okay with it. Guy that that Alumitrim did some business with, who is on the air with us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. And we'll talk to him for a few minutes. Woke him up this morning, said, hey, I got to get you on the air. And he said, yeah, that would be fine. If I can talk about the work that Michael Grossman and his team did for me, you bet. I will do that. We're now joined by Bingo Emmons. He is the owner of Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Bingo, how you doing today?
Doing all right.
Man, it's good to. I wish I could see you, but it's good to have you on the show. How are things over at Creative Construction of Wisconsin?
It's really good. It's a different world. All right. I'll just say at least it's different. You know, us and a lot of Nary contractors are that people still have a lot of essential work that needs to be done, leaks. Well, just the rain last Wednesday, people are calling you up and say, hey, my chimney's leaking or, I got another one or my window's leaking. We had projects because you're supposed to put off, your decorating projects until this is over with. They call you up, okay, right, we'll see you later. But then they call you up and they say, hey, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at night, he's calling me up and said, hey, my house is leaking. I can't wait. So, leaks and water damage and things that happen doesn't care about the pandemic. That's what happens. So companies like us, and we're pretty versatile with a lot of water damage and that kind of stuff. So, we've been getting kind of busy with all these rains.
Well, I know years ago that when that happened to us here with my wife, Terry, and I, that, I called a couple of Nary members, and one was for sure was you and your son, Zach, and happy birthday to Zach. He had a birthday this week. To come out and fix what we needed, and it was essential, because if we didn't have you come out, I think most of the ceiling in our kitchen was going to come down. And
you had a skylight. You actually had a homemade skylight.
Yes, we did. So we definitely needed you. One thing that we've talked about the last few weeks with the co-host from Nary that I've had on is how impressive it's been to me as a Nary member, getting information on a weekly basis, almost a daily basis, from the Nary front office with any of the changes going on. And they've got webinars going on every day saying, hey, look, this is, here's what we've got to understand as Nary members. This is different, like you said. So you guys do a great job with that.
Oh, I don't want to flank it, just plug in a commercial why you should be a Nary member. But if you ever wanted to be a Nary member, now would be the time. The amount of information that that the Nary office is putting together. The Nary office is actually closed because of this.
Right.
The staff at that Nary office is just outstanding. They are putting so much stuff together. Anytime information comes, the state comes down with information, within, it seems like minutes, I get something from the Nary office saying, hey, guess what? Do this. You can apply for this loan, this grant. What can you do? New precautions, new updates, it's just CDC updates are changing constantly. The information, you don't have to worry about going anywhere. You're going to say, oh, I better go on a website and look. You don't have to. Diane and her crew at the office just keep sending us stuff. It's just awesome how, you never want to be proud to be a NARI member. And it's just, and other NARI members that I'm working with, because I work with a lot of NARI members, you know, I'm close friends that I'll just, all my, you know, I've been with NARI so long that my best friends are from NARI. And,
right.
And we're all helping each other, working each other out with masks and stuff. You know, I was just talking to Tom. He's the president yesterday. He's like, yeah. He said, yeah, man, you're shrinking a lot of whites. Where are you getting those from? He says, hey, I'll tell you a little trick. He told me how, you know, you be the first guy at Target, and there's a new display every week. So, you know, his companies are like, all right, awesome. So, I mean, you know, how are we helping each other out? Because, you know, our company policy, all our policies are now is, you know, every time I walk in and out of the truck, I wash my hands. I put my face mask on. You know, we're doing everything you're supposed to do to be in compliance. A lot of us companies, you know, I'm also a lead certified company and, you know, and all that stuff. So we always have masks on anyways. A lot of this stuff is just normal OSHA requirements. So it's not like it's out of the ordinary. But walking up to a customer's house with a mask on, that's never been done before.
You guys have, your family has been around, I think it's six generations doing this. And our special guest today is Michael Grossman. He is the vice president of Aluma Trim Custom Home and Remodelers. And we're going to have his dad, Terry, on at 8:30. And since, you know, they've been doing this for a long time. And it really is incredible that since 1947, that their company has been going. And when you say, look, I've never seen anything like this, I would assume that Michael Grossman is a young guy, vice president of this company. You know, this isn't anything that he has seen either. Hey, Michael, how you doing today? Michael, are you with us? Okay, we'll get to Michael Grossman here in a minute. But, you know, his company and your company, Bingo, this is something that obviously nobody has ever seen before. And you've got to be really nimble to make sure that you can move with all the things, all the changes that are coming down.
Yeah, and, you know, safety is very, very important to begin with. And anyway, you know, all NARI contractors, they're all, you know, a lot of these, we take, you know, all NARI offers OSHA classes, OSHA 10, you know, my company's been through them. They do first aid training. There's a lot of stuff that we do, you know, and it's just, and you got to be safe. You know, I got to be safe for other reasons, not just so you don't get hurt. If your guy gets sick, he's out for 2 weeks. If my guy gets sick and bring it to the job, that whole crew is out for 2 weeks. I mean, we got, you know, and we've been very lucky and very thing that, like this. Then, you know, Zach, you know, Jesse from Milestone, she like started donating stuff to Freighted and stuff. And as Tom from Story Hill and Jesse just did an awesome thing the other day, with those guys. And so now you got Zach all jacked up. So we just got some cases, you know, cause you know, we're a pretty high level up in the material company. So they got us some more masks. So that's, you know, giving some more masks over to Freighter just because of the camaraderie of all the other guys that are doing it. They're all helping, you know, supply hospitals, and we're all, you know, we're all pitching in. Because we all,
you bet.
The masks that we're looking for, we all use. So we just, you know, we don't need this one.
Right.
Let's get some of these guys.
Hey, Bingo, yep. We are now joined by Michael Grossman, who's the vice president of Aluma Trim Custom Home Remodelers. Hey, Michael, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I got to tell you something, Mike. I can't be late on the telephone.
No, you know, you cannot be. And I was going to bring that story up. The first time we had Michael Grossman, he was our guest, and I was excited. He's a really nice young man that I got a chance to meet, and he was excited about coming on the show. And he was running a little bit late and got pulled over and said, hey, I'm supposed to be on the radio. And turns out that the police officer was kind enough and listened to 1250. And he said, okay, you get going. You get down there, but drive the speed limit. And Michael came running in like frantic. And it was really quite funny. And I don't know if you ever told your family that you got pulled over, but I just did on the radio.
You got me off the ticket and you got me there on time. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, I am that's the kind of guy I'm a helper, Michael. That's
I know
what
you.
I do. Hey, we were talking a little bit earlier. You know, Alumina Trim, custom home remodelers. You guys have been around since 1947, and Bingo's been the creative construction six generations. I'm sure that Terry, your dad, who we're going to talk to at 8:30, and your grandfather, you guys have never seen anything like this. And as a company, you have to be extremely nimble right now to make sure that you're being compliant and still taking care of your customers, correct?
Oh, for sure. You got to be cautious, careful, take all the precautions that are needed. We just did a window job, and we had masks on, and we were wiping down with disinfectant wipes before and after, wearing gloves. So like Bingo was just saying, you know, you want to keep your guys safe, which is very important, but also the customer safe.
Hey, how does, you know, you've got two beautiful sons, Gage and Caden, and I'm wondering how this is going for you personally, because you've got to, your company is an essential company that has to, you know, you want to be out there working, but you want to be at home as much as possible with these two beautiful boys that you have. And are you able to kind of switch off now the work part, even though you've got to continue to learn everything that's going on and every change that seems to be coming down every day? Difficult thing for you to balance at this point?
It's a challenge. It's weird just because like everybody's life has changed. It's completely turned upside down. The kids obviously being home, they're going a little stir crazy. So luckily my wife has come up with some good ideas to keep them entertained. You know, it stinks because they can't go see friends and they have to stay at home. But a lot of video games, a lot of movies. And my son Gage loves to read, and me being an avid golfer, I set up a driving range in my backyard, so we're all set.
Yeah, so. I thought you were coming out of your shot a little early on the video that I was watching. I didn't think that your right hand was turned over enough. Yeah, I don't know anything about that. Gage has got a better swing than I do, by the way, a much better swing. Hey, Bingo, you bet, Bingo. What's going on now, Nary? You know, we've had to obviously cancel the tour of remodeled homes and the soiree, and we've had to adjust as far as some of the meetings that we're doing. But I think we're starting to maybe see a glimmer of the light to the end of the tunnel, and I'm hoping and I believe that every Nary member is looking at that, saying, okay, we got to keep doing what we're doing now, but then we can quickly adjust back to kind of what it used to be when we said normal business. And I know that Nary members are talking to each other about that part of it.
Yeah. Well, we have the fall show coming up in October 16th and 18th.
Right.
And I got a feeling that show is usually not quite as big as the spring show, but I think because of the economic things and stuff that's going on, that might be a fantastic show. It might be really, pumped up. Last year, I'll be honest, these shows, the fall show, everybody's like so busy all the time, but things have changed. The fall show could be really fantastic. Yeah, like the summer events are, they're canceled because you just don't know. And there's just,
right.
You can't just throw money. Yeah, some of the things that, that as in every contract we're recommending to people is a lot of us are doing virtual things, which is, I think that's going to change the way of forever. Because I knew about Zoom. I'd done Zoom. I'm an expert at it now.
You are.
That, yeah, I become an expert about it. People like, they send me your pictures. I can, they go like this. We do a Zoom meeting. We can see each other's faces and stuff. I put it on my computer. I can point. I can show them. They show me what they want. They want like this. I mean, the whole designing world. I mean, I know, there's some companies now, like Current or something like this. They do it just solar division. It's completely virtual sales. There's nobody going out at all. Right.
No, and that's what we're doing too at the radio station as well. We're doing that, and we're going to talk a lot the rest of the show about Alumitrim, a custom home remodelers, and how they're going to business. And throughout the show, we're going to talk a little bit about this 20% material discount that they're offering when you go to their website. Right when you go to their website, in fact, on every page, it talks about how they're going to remain open, and the fact that they are taking care of every part of it without any contact and at a safe distance per CDC recommendations. They can still come out and do their windows, do the roofing, do the siding, and they're offering, again, a 20% material discount, which is something that I would highly recommend. You can go to aluminumtrimofamerica.com is their website, or you can call them at 414-964-6520. And for any NARI information, go to narimilwaukee.org. And if you need to reach out to Bingo Emmons, call creativeconstruction.com. Hey, Bingo, thanks a lot for joining us the first segment. I look forward to having you, and I know that Deb is really excited about joining us in the studio the next time you're on with us.
Yeah, it's just a shame she couldn't quite answer the phone in time.
Yeah, well, she sent me a text last night that said, no chance, that phone's going to ring all morning, I'm not picking it up.
I told her to answer the phone for me, and she was okay, and then she figured out why.
Yeah, absolutely not. Hey, Bingo, thank you. We're going to get to a break. Our other side of the break, Michael Grossman, Vice President of Alumitrim, a custom home remodelers, and at 8:25, we have a special guest that's going to join us. And then at 8:30, Terry Grossman will join us as well. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. I want to thank Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction of Wisconsin for joining us that first segment. Rest of the show, we are talking 100% about Alumitrim Custom Home Remodelers with the vice president of that company, Michael Grossman. At 8:25, we've got a special guest for a few minutes. 8:30, Terry Grossman, Michael's father, who's the president of Alumitrim. And we had to kind of twist his arm a little bit to come on, Michael. He is not a guy that wants to come in studio much or come on the air, but I think it's important to talk about the history of Alumitrim of America and what you guys do and how you guys have certainly progressed over the years that we get a chance to talk to Terry, and I think that's important. Hey, when we finished the last segment, we talked about this 20% material discount that you guys are offering right now. And I think that's a really good idea to be able to do so that people can say, hey, look, I'm going to be at home. We know this spring we wanted to get a new roof, or we need new siding, or we're looking at windows. Now is a good, safe time to give you guys a call, correct?
Okay.
Are you there?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm here. I got cut off for a second.
Oh, that's okay. Hey, no worries. Thank you. So we had talked a little bit about that 20% material discount that you guys are offering right now. And what I said was that, look, people are at home and they've thought about this spring, we're going to get new siding, or we're going to get new windows, we're going to get a new roof. Now is a really good, safe time to call you guys, correct?
Correct. It's a good time because everybody is sitting home looking at their house, noticing that they do need to do some repairs and replacements. We can come out and be safe and help them out and give them a little discount to give them a little more incentive.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And not only, you know, siding and windows and roof, but gutters and trim. And there's a lot of things. If you go to their website, and it's alumitrimofamerica.com for Alumitrim Custom Home Remodelers, and their phone number is 414-964-6520. 964-6520, and give Michael a call. Can we talk a little bit about when somebody calls you on Monday and says, hey, I heard you on the show, I'm interested in that 20% off material discount. Let's talk about the way you guys now have to go to market. You know, it used to be you'd set up an appointment and you'd go to the person's house, correct?
Correct. It was a real quick qualify them down, ask them what they want, and set up a time. Now, I mean, we got to go through a checklist. Is anyone at the house sick? Do you feel okay? Are you okay with us coming out and meeting outside and walking around and being 6 feet apart? And then when we schedule the appointment, you know, we wear gloves, our masks, and no shaking hands anymore, Mike.
No, I know that. Michael, and it's interesting because you're a young guy, but the first time I met you, and now we've talked a lot. I know that your communication skills and your personality lends itself to, once you meet somebody, there's a real trust factor with you.
I appreciate
and,
that.
And sure. And it's kind of similar to I'm a salesperson here at Entercom, and I build relationships with people. I don't think I'm necessarily a very good salesperson, but I build relationships and I care a lot about the people that do business with me. And I think you're probably the same.
It's true. I mean, the people are buying a product, but they essentially are buying you. They have to trust you. Because if you think about it, Mike, in this industry, everybody's carrying the same material. I mean, there might be a slight difference here and there with a window, a different couple colors with siding, or a different manufacturer that they like to use. For instance, Mastic versus Veriform or Allside. But it's how you represent it, and then your warranty, and then how you approach your customers and treat them like family. And that's what we've tried to do for 73 years now, is treat our customers like family and make them our only one priority at the time their job goes on.
Hey, Michael, when we talked to Terry, I've got to believe that part, and you just talked about the mission statement and the soul of the company that you're the vice president for. Right. I mean, that's what the soul of the company is. I'm sure that as a kid, that was passed down to you from watching Terry work.
Oh, yeah. My dad is by far the most honest person you'll ever meet, sometimes to a fault. But he is so knowledgeable about materials, and he's a definite rule follower, and he definitely gets the attention of the homeowner because he knows what he's talking about, and he's honest. He's not going to lie to somebody to tell him, listen, this is what you want to hear. He's going to tell him, this is what I think, and I would like to lead you on this path.
Well, I'll tell you what a great lesson. And not only just in your work life, but certainly your home life, that Terry, what is your mom's name?
Dina.
Yeah, that Terry and Dina taught you. Alumatrimofamerica.com is where you're going to want to go. Take a look at the website and you know, do me a favor. Go to the blog category, and there's some really interesting and I think well-written blogs that you can get a good feel for who this company is, the kind of work that they do. You can go to their testimonials and take a look. Siding, gutters, windows, roofing, trim. One of the blogs that I was really impressed with, because you don't see this with a lot of different companies. The second one from March 27th, 2020, they talk about a recent job they did with a great vendor partner, Custom Trim Inc. And the blog is talking about another company. And they said, look, we love working with these guys because of what a quality partner that they are with us. And I'm impressed with that, Michael, that you're willing to take space up on your website in a blog to promote one of the partners that you have.
Well, I'm going to give a little plug first. I have to give a big props to my website and internet guy, John Parrish. He's fantastic. I've been working with him for now 8-9 years, and he helps me out tremendously because I'm really good at outside sales and being with the customers, but he's great with behind the scenes. But yeah, I mean, I talked to him about it and Tracy over at Custom Trim, they do an amazing job. And, you know, I want to give props where they're due because I'm not the only person doing the job. I mean, there's a lot of steps to succeed in getting a homeowner happy and doing the right job for them. So it starts, you know, you got to get the right window. You got to get the job prep the right way. You have to get the material there on time, and you have to get material that you can stand behind. So I just want to give thanks to everybody, you know?
Yeah, I think that's really important. And I'm always impressed when another company will say, hey, look, we have great partners, and we don't have to just tell you about us. We do a great job, but let me tell you about partners. And part of the website with the testimonials is great when you read it, but when you hear it from somebody who's done work with you. I think it's really impressive. And when you got a guy from our morning show, Bart Winkler, who's joining us now, when he needed some work done, he came to me and said, hey, we have to get this done. Can you recommend somebody? And I gave him, I called you first and said, hey, can I give this crazy dude, Bart Winkler, your cell number? Because he may call you a lot. And you said you'd give it to him.
It was fun to work with Bart. Yeah.
Well, you're the first person to ever say that, man. Well done. We are now joined by Bart Winkler from the morning show. You can hear him every day, 6 to 10 on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mr. Winkler, thanks for getting up early today, pal.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, the problem we had was we had this huge awning on the front of our house, and it was like metallic. It would serve no purpose, basically. It was awful, and it looked bad. And the worst part about it was when there was a little bit of wind of any kind, it'd go, and it would go all over the place. And I had no idea, like, well, what kind of company, who does this, who would take this off? And then when they took it off, what would it look like? And I'm telling you, man, it's like it was never there. You can't even tell. The work that Michael did was so great. He took it off. They got rid of it, thankfully, for that, too. And then you look at it, and you really can't tell. So I had no idea how it was going to get done or where it was going to get done. And Mikey gave me the great recommendation there. And it's been a big difference now that we have this little tiny person walking around our house. So, not walking yet, but trying to. At 8 months
he's
old,
I mean,
he would be so – if we were scared from the noises, he would be scared, too. So it was huge, and I'm thankful that it's gone.
Well, I'm glad. It was a small job, but it was necessary, and that's what we kind of pride ourselves on. We're not afraid to take something like that on because, eventually down the line, Bart could say, "Hey, I have a friend that needs this." So we try to we definitely do our best work for everybody. So
hey Michael, go ahead.
I was going to say, it was really cool to meet somebody that I listen to on the radio every morning driving into work. So it was fun.
There you go. Hey, when you get a call like that, Michael, there are some companies that, and like Bart said, this is a small job for a company like yours, but there are some companies that will say, hey, look, you know, we can recommend maybe, you know, a handyman or something like that. But you guys just went out and look for Bart. That was a big deal for you,
right?
Not a big job, but for him, it was a big deal. And you guys, and you said, look, let us take care of this form and we'll make sure we do it on time and get it done right.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I'm glad you said that because that's what I wanted to say. It was, you guys are talking about small jobs, and I mean, I don't know what a big job is, what a small job is when different companies have the things that they do. But what I know is that for us, it was a nuisance for many years and we had no idea how to get rid of it. We tried by our own accord and it wouldn't have worked. And then if we would have got it down, we would have ripped the siding off and we would have had even more problems. So yeah, I mean, when somebody needs something done on their home, it is a big job to them no matter what. And then to have Michael come out, and it was great to meet you too, and to have him come out, and it was, you know, oh, I can do this, and the confidence that they have that they can get it done, and then the finished product, it really puts the homeowner at ease.
Yeah, I agree with that. And that's again what Terry, his dad, taught Michael, and what Terry's father taught him with this company. They've, again, been around since 1947, is that's what how you have to do it. Because then, you know, Bart Winkler tells his neighbors who did this for him. And so then it goes from there to a lot of people understanding that if you need something done, you know, to call 414-964-6520, Alumitrim Custom Home Remodelers, and talk to Michael Grossman. Hey, Bart, thank you very much. I really appreciate
thanks, Bart.
Minutes of your time.
Yeah, keep up the good work, Michael. And, Mike, you're doing an all right job, too.
You too, Bart. We'll hear you in the morning. Looking forward to it.
That's awesome. That's Bart Winkler, 6 to 10 every Monday through Friday on 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to invite in Terry Grossman, who is the president of Alumitrim Custom Home Remodelers on the other side. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, and our special guests, Michael Grossman. He's the vice president of Alumitrim Custom Home Remodelers, and we're now joined by the president of that company. He is Michael's father, Terry, and I've asked Michael each time he's come on if we could talk to Terry, and he said, hey, today's the day. So, Terry
today's
Grossman, thank you so much, Terry, for a couple minutes of your time. How are you doing today?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much. I really appreciate a couple of minutes, and I love talking to guys who have, you know, second generation, third generation of companies, because I have so much respect for that and the family side of it. I really love Terry, my dad was a bricklayer and a mason, and none of the McGivern boys have any idea about that business. And we all went in different directions. And I just find it, really cool that you and your son get to work with each other pretty much every day. You know, we talked to Bingo Emmons on the first segment, their company is six generations. Now, you guys are three, and we've never seen anything like this, Terry. And I'm wondering, you know, with what's going on with you know, our world, how you are with all the changes that have to be made to take your company out to the public.
Well, it's not easy. I mean, everything is pretty much turned upside down with this epidemic. And, you know, we're trying to work with the people. As Michael said, you know, we're masks, gloves. We still go out to the houses because when you're doing exterior work, yeah, you can do it on the computer, get how many squares on a house, how many squares of roof, how much siding. But you really need to look at the house because there's always things that you can't see. And you want to know to give a bid to the homeowner, to be fair, you got to go out. So what we've done is made sure we've talked to the homeowner, if it's okay with them, and we keep our distance. So it's a little bit different. You're so used to shaking hands, walking into the house. And you can't do that anymore. I'm not sure we're going to ever be able to do that again. But hopefully they'll figure something out.
Yeah, I agree, and I hope so. You know, in that last segment, when Michael said, "Look, my dad is the most honest man I've ever met," and how difficult, Terry, is that at times, you know, throughout the years? Look, they've made movies about part of your business, right? They've made movies.
Absolutely, Danny DeVito, right?
Yeah. Yes, and. You know, when you say, look, I'm the president and owner of a company called Alumitrim, and here's what we do, you almost are, you have to be on that pedestal as far as, look, everything we say we're going to be able to do, we have to do because of some of the people's thoughts on the business we're in, correct?
Absolutely. When I first started, that was back in the 60s, it really wasn't aluminum siding. And that's all they had, other than a soft siding. It wasn't an accepted item. People didn't trust you. And that's where you saw the movie in Tin Man. They had to do almost, well, they did. They did illegal things to make sales. And when I started with my dad, I just knew one thing. If you tell the truth, you can't get in trouble. Just can't. Because you always remember the truth. And if you're making up stories, that's when you get in trouble. So yeah. I've always done that and made sure just tell the truth. The problem is people don't like to hear the truth. They want to hear what they want to hear. So
yeah,
that's just safer for me.
That makes it difficult. Hey, can we talk a little bit about having Michael as he is next in line? He will be the face and the president of your company one day when you decide, you know what, maybe I want to hang out at home a little bit more. And I'm wondering, I know he's ready for this, and you've got to be really comfortable because you've put your sweat equity into this company. He is a young man who is prepared for this next step, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I was very lucky. He was living in Arizona, and I asked him to come back and run my window business. And actually, he got his start out in Arizona with a window company. And I figured, you know, as long as you're going to work there selling windows, why not come to a company that's been around for a number of years? You already have a built-in background with the windows. Let's go. So he did.
Hey, do you think it benefited him to not just, you know, stay here and just assume that he got done with college and then he would just go right into the family business and then take over for you one day? Did it benefit him to get away from here for a while, see how the rest of the world works, and then come back to you?
Oh, absolutely. It was good training. And unfortunately for Michael, when he came back, it was 2008, which we know was, you know, the beginning of the recession. So he had a background in windows. And when he came here, because it was so slow, we were working together. And he had time to learn about siding. And he learned about roofing. He was able to be on job sites with my men. And I have still two guys that work with for us. That one is 74 and the other is 69. And they're still pounding. But when Michael came back, he was on job site with them and learning the install part. And I think this, you know, gave him a little bit more time and more education to learn the products and, more important, how to install them.
Hey, and I love talking. And again, when if on Monday you give these guys a call, I would go to their website because there's a lot of information on the website. It's lumatrimofamerica.com. One word. AlumaTrimOfAmerica.com. Phone number is 414-964-6520. Terry, the first time I had Michael in, or the second time, you know, we talked about that progression, that one day he will be, you know, the president of this company. And I said, are you going to make a few changes? Do you see some changes? And he said, you know, I got to tell you, yes. I you know, there are some things that we do now that I think that we need to get into, you know, where we're utilizing everything that the IT part of our business and the social side and to be able to utilize our computers a little bit better and to make sure that we're staying tight that way. And I said, how's your dad feel about that? He said, you know what? He's old school. We do really good, but this is the way he believes. And he said, there are some changes coming. How do you feel with that, Terry?
Well, I think one of those times he was on your show, he called me a dinosaur, so I guess.
Yeah, you shouldn't
I don't
be,
like change.
You shouldn't be listening. That's the thing, Terry. I tell my wife, Terry, don't be listening. Don't be saying what I talk about with you on this show. So he did. He may have said that, and then he kind of said, oh, I might be in trouble on that one.
No, he's not. It, you know, it's funny. I don't like change. But when he did come back, he brought me up into the 2000s.
Yep.
Some people call me computer illiterate. I use a computer for what I need it for. I'm not a big fan of it. Sometimes you get too much information, and it's not always correct just because it's on the computer. But Michael really took over with our website, and it's made a difference. It really has. I'm very thankful that he did come back, and he's got us going in the right direction, and we're growing. So I was very pleased that he's taking an initiative to go into and go further with what we need to do with the business.
Hey, last question, and we'll cut you loose. So if you guys play 18 holes, how many shots does he have to give you per night?
Oh boy, probably one or two a nine.
Well, that's not bad. That's not bad. You still hit it pretty well.
Yeah, I'm carrying a six handicap.
Oh my goodness!
I'm still hanging in there. I mean, not like when I was a kid or when I was playing college golf, but it's okay. I enjoy it, and I enjoy playing with him because it's always fun to watch his game. So it's enjoyable.
Well, you know what? Wait a year or two, and when Gage joins you, and all of a sudden, you know, he's hitting the ball 100 yards straight down the middle. You want to talk about that whole pride thing. How hard is – look, I'm a grandfather of four grandsons, and we can't – you know, we're on Zoom, and we're doing that stuff, but we can't go and see these kids. And my daughter lives about 10 minutes away. My son lives the other way about 10 minutes. And it's driving my wife nuts. How hard is this for you guys?
Oh, it's major hard. We were lucky right before everything got shut down. We had Gage stay with us for the weekend. And then Caden came with Michael to pick him up. And right after that, everything got shut down. So now it's, you know, it's really hard. My wife's really struggling with it.
Yeah, mine too.
Because you can't squeeze them and hug them and just, you know, it's something that everyone's got to get used to and don't want to accept it. But until they can figure things out, this is how our lives are going to be. So,
hey, Terry, my wife's name is Terry as well. And if she gets hungry, I tell her, you know, T. Huckster came out, Terry the Hungry Monster. And she was really crabby the other day. I said, hey, would you get something to eat? And my son-in-law had given her this little sign that said, I'm not losing my mind. I just have to see my grandkids. And she held it up right to my nose and said, you want to know what the issue is? Here's the issue. And walked away. And I thought, oh, man. Okay, it's not like me just making a hamburger or something. He is Terry Grossman. He is the president of Alumitrim Custom Home Remodelers. And I, Terry, I can't tell you, I used to say this, that I wanted to know what my son and my daughter were like when they couldn't smell my cologne, right? When I'm not in the room, I'm not in the car with them, and I would ask people as they grew up, you've done a marvelous job. You and your wife have done a marvelous job with this young man. He is, he when we could shake hands, he'd look you right in the eye. He would, just got a marvelous personality that draws people to him, and that whole trust factor. That's why I think we've got to get this thing done so he can get back into that kitchen to be able to say to people, look, here's what we do, and whether you work with us or not, here's what we recommend, because I think that's when he's at his best, because there's a big trust factor with him.
Absolutely. He's done a great job for Alumitrim, and you're right. He has, it was like my father. He could walk in to a room and he just command the audience, and Michael's got that, so very proud of him.
Yeah, and you should be. Terry, thank you so much. Hey, next time he comes in studio, 50-50 whether you join us or not?
Probably. I probably will come back. I've enjoyed it, Mike. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you bet.
I enjoyed it.
I love the history of your company, Terry, so thank you so much. He is, again, Terry Grossman. He is the president of Alumitrim Custom Home Remodelers. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, the vice president of this company, Michael Grossman, will join us again. You can call him at 414-964-6520. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside, well, kind of alongside, the vice president of Alumitrim Custom Home Remodelers. He's Michael Grossman. Michael, how nice was that? Thank you so much for having your dad join us.
And thank you for having him on, and thank you for all the compliments you gave me. I'm very touched. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. And you know what? I don't do that off the cuff. Michael, I just don't. So,
and I really appreciate it. It means a lot. Melt my heart a little bit.
Well, that's good. I appreciate that. And he's really proud of you. And you can hear it in his voice on how comfortable he is that his son is going to be ready to take over this company. We have a few Nary members in that same situation. And, you know, it's a really cool thing to me. And I wish that you know, I had the interest, or my father would have had the patience to teach some of us some of the things that he knew. And he's been gone a long time. And, you know, none of the McGivern boys, we got to know guys like you. That's the way we get by in life.
The McGivern family is pretty special to this community. So they did something right.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we a lot of us, I think, got the personality of our mom. And she's been gone now for a week. Michael, she passed away last Thursday, and
hard to hear that.
It's been a difficult week for us, but we're getting through it. That's for sure. Hey, we were going to talk a lot about windows right now, because this is the time of year that you guys do a lot of window work. Correct.
It's a big time for a window.
Yeah, huge time.
Coming out of winter.
Yeah, people to understand that they don't want to put that 3M plastic up on their windows anymore.
Right.
And if you give them a call at Alumitrim, just again, I want to make sure that people understand they have a 20% off material discount going on right now. And you can give them a call at 414-964-6520. Michael, do people have to do like the whole house when they do windows with you? Can they do two windows at a time? Tell me the policy with you guys.
We don't have a policy where if you buy one window, you're going to be paying for three. You can do one window. We prefer you to do at least two, but you're not going to deter us just doing one or a whole house. We want to show you that we can do great work and we do have good products. So we have no policy like that. We just, like I said, we like to do the best job possible and get you a good window in your house.
You know, I think the, you know, the minimum two or three windows is what I think most people would want anyway. And I think for you guys, once you do the two or three or four windows for somebody, there's a really good chance that you're going to end up doing the whole house, whether it's, you know, in the fall or spring then, correct?
Correct. And we have, if I could tell you, going back to our card catalog, we have several customers that started off with three windows and they made it a project. We do it in stages and we do 3 to 5 windows every year and they save up the money to pay for it. And each year they pick a different room and we get it done finally. We really enjoy working with people multiple times.
You know, you talked about, you said the card catalog. I'm not sure you should ever call your dad a dinosaur anymore because there's nothing else. Hey, I didn't realize that he was a 6 handicap. He still could take a couple dollars off you on the golf course, it sounds like.
Oh, his
swing
is beautiful, and he really does hit the ball a long way for a guy that's going to be 70 this year.
Man, he looks good for that. I tell you what, yeah, good for him. When you guys go to somebody's house to talk about windows, how often do they then say, hey, look, I understand that you guys also do roofing and you do trim and you do gutters, you do siding. How often does that customer, when they first come in to do 3 or 4 windows, become a customer for anything that they need on the outside of their home?
It's a pretty big percentage, probably around 60-70% that happens, especially if you do a good job for them and they really enjoy the windows, you know. Right. For instance, I'm doing a job starting Monday in Greendale. I did a door for my customer 4 years ago, and now we're going to be doing a full coverall siding.
Wow.
And she picked me because she enjoyed the way that we worked together. We emailed back and forth. She had a lot of questions, and I was able to answer them to her liking. Found a product that she likes, and now we're going to be able to do a new house for her.
Hey, when Terry was on, he talked about you working for a window company in Arizona. How much has changed in that of the business? It's really different now, right?
It's so different. Yeah, it's so different. I mean, and plus, first of all, the main difference is customers know so much more now than they did then. And when I was in Arizona, we literally just sold white and beige vinyl. But when living in Wisconsin, we have so many options for windows. I mean, we can paint windows any color you want, inside and out. We have veneers. We have 5 different color wood grains that you can do to match interior wood grains. And the advancements are great. I mean, especially with the glass options and the insulation of the windows, you're really adding beauty and adding insulation value at the same time. That's why I love windows so much.
Hey, when you go to their website, you know, go on their testimonial tab and look. I know that there are a lot of companies that put testimonials up. I would read these. You know, the one from Pam and the one from Joanne were the two that interested me the most. And it just it feels as though the people that wrote these are writing from their heart. So you know, do me a favor and go to their website. It's alumitrimofamerica.com. One word, alumitrimofamerica.com, and take a look at not only the testimonials, but the blog, and then you could kind of go on the siding, gutters, windows, and roof prim and take a look at some of the things that you know you're going to want to have done this spring. And they're open for business. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to do with the safe distance per the CDC recommendations. And again, right now offering 20% off material discount by giving them a call at 414-964-6520. 964-6520. Hey, Michael, is the window side of what you guys do the arena that you enjoy working in the most, or when people call about siding or gutters or any of the other things that Alumitrim does, you feel pretty comfortable in talking to people about all of that, correct?
Right. I mean, we're comfortable and knowledgeable in everything. I'd like to tell you that we're experts. If we don't have the answer, if I don't have the answer, I can tell you the person that does, and that's going to be my dad or one of my installers, because we have, like he said, two guys that are 74 and 70, and my dad's turning 70. So they've been in the industry for over 50 years. So for 150 years in the business, someone's going to have the answer, and we're going to do it right.
Boy, that, you know, that's so impressive that guys that have been with your company that long and are still working because they enjoy working at Alumitrim says a lot about your dad and your grandfather who started that company. Again, alumitrimofamerica.com, or give them a call, 964-6520. Can we talk a little bit about the area that you guys cover? It's all of Southeast Wisconsin, correct?
Correct. Yep. Our office is in Mequon, but we cover about a 50-mile radius. We do a lot of work on the south side. Franklin, Oak Creek, South Milwaukee, Cudahy, St. Francis seems to be our hot spot. We get a little bit into Waukesha. I've done a couple of jobs in Madison. I'd like to kind of pull back a little bit from Madison because it is a long ride. But there,
hey, Michael, there's some nice golf courses in Madison.
There are.
Yeah, there you go. You know, only take appointments during nice spring or summer days in Madison, and you know, make sure people know you might catch a quick nine on the way back or something like that.
There you go. That's what I'm going to tell my dad.
Hey, I appreciate you coming on so much and the fact that Terry joined us. Again, I think that adds so much to when you want to know about the soul of this company. When Michael talks about his dad and says he's the most honest man I've ever met, that tells you what Alumitrim Custom Home Remodeler is all about. Again, you can go on their website, and they will talk. As soon as you go on the website, it talks a little bit about how they're going to business right now. And 20% off material discounts by calling them at 964-6520. Michael Grossman, have a great weekend. Thank you so much for your time. And you give Gage.
Thank you so much for having me on and all the compliments. And I love listening to all your shows. I'm going to listen to the next one right after this, and I really appreciate it. And again, I'm sorry about your mom.
Hey, I appreciate that. Tell Barbie she's doing a good job.
Will do.
You got it.
Thank you so much.
Yep. It's Michael Grossman, again, alumitrimofamerica.com. Thanks for listening. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.